Halacha Gimel. A manik atzma al pi ha'refuah, one who conducts himself based on medical guidance, medical directive. Im soma libo sheye kol gufo ve'evar of shleimim chazokim bilvad. So we commented earlier in terms of the Rambam's organization, his breakdown of the Prakim. That what seems from Rihatot strange that the discussion of the Derech HaBeninus spills over for one halach into Perek Gimel, and then the Rambam ostensibly switches topics to V'chol Ma'asach Yilashem Shemayim, that in reality the Rambam here is telegraphing for us that the implementation of V'halachta B'drachav, of the Derech HaBeninus, depends upon, is inextricably intertwined with V'chol Ma'asach Yilashem Shamayim. And again, we illustrated. So what's the midah beninus in terms of how much money a person should be looking to amass? What's the midah beninus in terms of maintaining good health? What's the midah beninus in terms of diet? And that the v'chol ma'asech yilashem shamayim provides the answer to all these questions, and therefore the application of V'halachta B'drachav remains in many instances abstract, and it's the V'chol Ma'asach Yilashem Shamayim which allows us to apply it. So the emes is that the Rambam here in Halacha Gimel says it mefurish and even goes a step further. Because when the Rambam says hamanig atzmal pi refuah, so a person's diet is perfect. Everything he eats is nutritious, and no empty calories, and everything is calibrated. That he should be in the best of health. So when the Rambam says that if his end goal is he wants to be strong, he wants to feel good, so the Rambam says Ein Zo Derech Tova. So Ein Zo Derech Tova, clearly the Rambam earlier in Perek Aleph repeatedly identified the Midah Beninus as the Derech Tova. So the Derech Tova, the Rambam is saying, not only requires the V'chol Ma'asech Yilashem Shamayim to calibrate the Kamus, but that Kavana is necessary for it to be a Kiyam in the V'halachta B'drachav. Right? Even if a person is on the Midah Beninus, but he's on the Midah Beninus because why should I kill myself at work? Why should I work so hard? As long as I'll have enough money to pay my rent and pay the grocery bill, I'll have more time for the golf course, more time for the tennis courts. But the person is mamish on the derech beninus in terms of his work-life balance. So the Rambam says, no, he's not being mekayem the mitzvah of halacha to bedrachav unless it's purposeful, unless the reason that he's on the derech hayeshara is for the correct goal. Hamanig atzma al pi harefuah im sama libo shiya kol gufo veivav shleimim vechazachim bilvad shiru banim osem melachto. Again, it's not Stam Musa. Ein Zod Tova in context clearly means that he's not being mekayim the mitzvah of a halachti v'drachim that the Rambam has defined as drachim tovim v'yishorim. Nimsam halach b'dar zel kol yomav kulan oved es Hashem tomid afilu b'shoa she nosei v'nosein v'afilu b'shoa she boel v'pnei she machshavto b'kol kedei she yimtza tzrochav ad she yagufo sholem l'avod es Hashem. The Rambam at the end of Parak Chamishi in Shmona Prokem. Parak Chamishi deals with the same topic as here, V'chol Ma'aseich L'Shem Shamayim. So again, just as the Rambam does here, so first he has the whole presentation, and then at the end he says, Chazal encapsulated all this within that short saying of V'chol Ma'aseich L'Shem Shamayim. But listen to how the Rambam writes. Ukvar kalu chazal zeh inyan kulo b'ktzara b'milos mu'atos, and yet mora al, it's the end of the Chamishi in Shmona Prokem. Yet mora al zeh inyan hora ashleima ma'od. Very few words, but they encapsulated. They encompassed everything. Ad, listen to this. Kshe'ato tivchan kotzer hamilos. When you'll discern, you'll see kotzer hamilos on the one hand, how with so few words, so sparingly, eich sipru zeh ha'inyan ha'godol ve'ha'otzem kulo, asher chibru bo chiburim v'lo hishlimuha. Adam Machabim have written whole treatises and didn't encompass, and Chazal in five words encompassed it all. Teda, when you see that, Teda Shanama Bakar Haloki below Safai. So that's incredible hespilus. The hespilus, the Rambam's hespilus is off the charts here. Teda shenama b'korach eloki b'lo safek v'hu omram b'tzava oseihem v'chol ma'asech yiyu l'shem shamayim. So what's the Rambam so nispoil from here? What's the Rambam so nispoil from? So kimaduma. Maybe for purpose of perspective, just to quote something my father Zichron Livracha once said about the Chovetz Halvavos. Someone once said to my father that, in effect, I mean the language wasn't quite this crude, but in effect said that he thinks the Chovetz Halvavos is overrated. I don't understand what everyone's on this well from the Chovetz Halvavos. Everything he says is bullshit. So my father didn't like that at all, and he had a two-part response. Number one was bring your Chovetz Halvavos, and I'll show you plenty of Kiddushim. And number two was, what for us at Dvarim Pshutim are because the Chovetz Halvavos made them Dvarim Pshutim. So it's hardly a critique of the Chovetz Halvavos to say that he's saying Dvarim Pshutim. So the emes is it's a pitfall that one can often have, and I think here too in the Sugya V'chol Ma'aseichu L'Shem Shamayim also the Rambam may be a victim of his own success. Kimeduma that whether. Whether one looks at ancient philosophies or lahavdil, alef alfei havdalos, other religions, so life is very bifurcated. Religion, again, we would call it Avodas Hashem. Religion is very narrowly curtailed to what are viewed as inherently spiritual endeavors. The reality is that the overwhelming majority of people spend the overwhelming majority of their time on matters which are inherently mundane, not inherently sacred. And even people who are looking to accentuate the spiritual, that they need to sleep, they need to eat. They need to attend to hygiene, v'chulu. They need to have a panosa. What V'chol Ma'aseichu L'Shem Shamayim, the first chiddush in V'chol Ma'aseichu L'Shem Shamayim is that kol ma'asecha are nitposim in being L'Shem Shamayim. In order for Chazal to tell us that there's a directive of V'chol Ma'aseichu L'Shem Shamayim, so first the chiddush is that V'chol Ma'asecha are nitposim in L'Shem Shamayim. All the mundane, all the physical, everything is nitpas in being L'Shem Shemayim. It's not just there sort of as a necessary, inescapable evil. Okay, so we're physical, so b'lez reiv we have to eat and drink, and we're physical and we get tired, so b'lez reiv we have to sleep v'chulu. No, it's all nitpas in L'Shem Shemayim. So it's a double chiddush. A, it's all nitbas in L'Shem Shemayim, and then memela, do it all L'Shem Shemayim. Again, calibrate it and orient it L'Shem Shemayim. Both, right? Calibrate the midu b'mishkol, calibrate and orient l'shem shamayim. And that's what the Rambam says, Nimsa Mahalik Bidarusel Koyom of Kulan Obinus Hashem Tomid. And that's what he's so nispoil for. This prescription that it's not that I don't know, that there's, you know, a few fleeting hours every day where a person can be Obinus Hashem. No, a person can be Obinus Hashem Tomid. The potential is there, okay? Like all potential. It needs to be actualized. It's for us to actualize it. But the potential is there to be Ovinas Hashem Tomid. I feel b'shasha no se v'no se, and I feel b'shasha boel. It obviously doesn't totally erase the distinction between Devarim, which are inherently Kadosh, and that which is mundane and is uplifted by being a heksher. Dvarim which are inherently kadosh, so a person can't learn Torah v'mkolmas mitunafim or davim v'mkolmas mitunafim. We're not erasing that distinction. That distinction remains a very important distinction. But it is being erased that Avodas Hashem is no longer buttonholed into a relatively small number of activities which occupy a small percentage of a person's time. Nimsa Ovinus Hashem Tomid. The potential is there. I feel b'shosha nose v'nose and I feel b'shosha boel b'nei shemachshavta b'kol k'dei sheyimtza tzrochav ad sheyagufo sholem l'avinus Hashem. Afil v'shashu hu yoshen, im yoshen, l'das, or l'das, k'dei shetanur daito olo v'yanuach gufo, k'dei shelo yechle v'lo yuchal l'avodas Hashem b'hulchole, nimtzei shena shelo avodal amokom baruchu. Well, in yon zed, tzivul chachomim v'onmu v'chol ma'asach yu l'shem shemayim v'hu sha'om ha'shlomu v'chochmosu v'chol du'achach v'da'ehu v'hu yiyasher o'chosecha. I think we commented the Lashonos HaRambam are so precise. But when the Rambam says how even when a person's conducting business, so the Rambam says if a person has the right kavona, if again, if he calibrates the degree to which he's involved, and he orients it for the right reason, the right goal. So, afil b'shasha nosei v'nosein, he's oved as Hashem tomid. When he says about Shena, so the Rambam says that not nimtzeis that he's oved as Hashem tomid, but nimtzeis Shena shelo avod al hamakom. Right, a different formulation. So the pshat clearly is, To describe a person as Ovid as Hashem, so it means he has to be conscious and aware and oriented towards a certain goal. When a person's asleep, he's asleep. He's asleep. What is it? He's asleep. LMI, a person before he goes to sleep, can frame and contextualize the sleep, but you can't say anything about the gavra at that point. He's sleeping. What you can say is that given what his kavanas were before he went to sleep, and given what time he set his alarm clock for in the morning, so you can say that the way he's framed and contextualized the sleep, that the shena shelo is avodah l'mokom. We suggested then that it could be that there are echoes of this later in Hilchos Sukkah. Paragvav, halacha he, halacha vav. Paragvav, halacha he, halacha vav. Ketzedei mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. Shiye ochel v'shose v'dor besukkah koshiva sayomim, bein bayom, bein balayla, kiderach shehudor v'beso v'sho yimos hashana. V'koshiva sayomim osa odom is beso arai v'sukkah sokeva shenema v'sukkah stesh v'shivas yomim, Ketzad kelim hanoim umatzos hanoz basuka uklesh siya kagon ashishos vakosos basuka vaklei achila kagon kederos akoros chutz lasuka. So the Rambam, based on the Mishnah, the Brais in Chavches in Sukkah, ketzad in mitzvah achila v'yeshiva basuka, is that a person, he talks about ochel v'shosa and spending time, dor, right? Ochel v'shosa v'dor basuka. Then in halacha vav, the Rambam seems to start all over again. Ochlin v'shosin v'yishenin basuka kol shiva bein bayom bein balayla v'osa l'achol sudu chutz l'suka. Skipping a couple of lines, v'ein yishenin chutz l'suka. So why the repetition? Why does the Rambam tell us twice that ochlin v'shosin basuka? So I think what we discussed then is that, and I think maybe the Rogachava has along these lines also, is that halacha hey, the Rambam says, what a person does proactively in the sukkah to establish the sukkah as his home. Same midiras keva v'shev midiras arai, teshvuk ein toduru, that a person, the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is to make the sukkah into one's kviyus for the week of sukkahs. So the Rambam initially in Halacha Hey mentions Achila and Shasiya in that vein, that by a person takes his meals at home, right? Most of the Ma'adav Adama. So people will wait and they'll eat dinner late in order to eat dinner at home. Instead of eating dinner at 6 o'clock if they're still in the office, so they'll hold off and they'll eat dinner at 8 or at 8:30 at home, because it's something you try to do, something you try to do at home. So halacha hey is what a person does actively to establish the sukkah as his kviyas. Osa adam sukkaso keva ubeso arai. But then there are things that if a person does outside of the sukkah, it contradicts mitzvah sukkah. It contradicts mitzvah sukkah. There are things that you do in the sukkah to facilitate mitzvah sukkah, osa adam sukkaso keva ubeso arai. And then there are things that you abstain from outside of the sukkah, not to contradict that. So that's why the Rambam says achil u'shiya again, because achil u'shiya is two-sided. By eating in the sukkah, that makes sukkaso keva. By avoiding eating outside of the sukkah, so that avoids undermining the sukkah, contradicting it. That's why the Rambam only in halacha vav talks about osa le'achol se'udach v'tz l'sukkah. The Rambam only mentions Shena and Halacha Vav. He doesn't mention Shena and Halacha Hey. Sounds like that Shena, the chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah, basically is really just a result of the isser of sleeping outside of the sukkah. Right? The chiyuv, why? So you're talking, and it's the same pshat as here in Hilchos Deos, because you can't say that the sleeping is the way a person accomplishes the mitzvah of osa adam sukkaso keva, because a person has to be awake and alert and mindful of what he's doing, for what he's doing to establish the sukkah as sukkaso keva. What the halacha does say is that if the person would sleep chutz l'sukkah, so then that would contradict, that would undermine the mitzvah sukkah. It's a similar understanding of the status of Shena. Yeah, okay, we'll stop here for now.